What's your favorite Pink song?
My favorite Pink song?
Yeah. Cut to music, yeah.
Attention shoppers. Today's 69 cent special is a two-pack.
TJ Cole and Kevin Smith.
I was kind of hoping that you would start saying something and then I would interrupt you, but that's fine.
You just say wrong.
Wrong. It's
no, that's Aerial Pink. Anyway. Ha 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 ha. Vaporwave joke. Oh shit. Side note, today is the day that the last Terraria patch comes out.
Oh.
And it's really huge.
It's a historic event.
It adds golf.
Shit, I might play it again.
I know. Like, as an entire new game mode in Terraria, you can play golf.
Wow.
There's, like, a new sort of semi-creative mode now.
Oh, good.
Where, like, it steps you through the game, and as you find stuff, once you are able to make it once, you can then make it infinitely sort of thing, which seems sort of clever. They've updated all the graphics. They've added a whole shit ton of stuff. They changed how certain things work.
Gonna end that. They added a whole...
You can golf, and
that's a lot of holes.
That's at least 9. And I adore Terraria, so I'm so excited.
I haven't played that game in, I think,
I haven't played it in a couple years. I know that
probably
much.
Like 5 or 6 years.
Yeah,
very impressive that it's been getting updates this whole time.
Yeah, it's just sold so well. Like,
I mean, it's almost ubiquitous.
It's if you don't own it, like, full price on that game is $10.
Yeah.
Sale price, you can get it for like $2.
And it goes on sale like all the time.
And I've played at least 200 hours of that game.
It for $10, if I get like 7 hours of enjoyment out of it, I'm like, yeah,
worth your money. But this one's like, it's like sort of like Slay the Spire in that, like, yeah, you pay like $15 and you have a game that you can just play whenever the hell you want, and you constantly keep playing it, and then you don't go to sleep, and then you have problems at work and get fired, and then you can never buy a video game again.
Speaking of ruining our lives, today we're going to be watching
a television movie.
Welcome to 69 Cent Special, everybody. I'm Kevin Smith.
I'm TJ Cole.
And today we're going to be watching Absolute Zero, a movie,
that is not the subtitle to my autobiography. That would be Absolute Euro, because I like euros.
I do, too. I also like them.
They're delicious. They're like meat tacos.
I'm going to change my name to Kelvin so that I can have Absolute Zero as the...
That's pretty good.
If my name was Kelvin this whole time, we probably wouldn't be friends, right?
What a swindle. No, we'd just make more science puns.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That's why we wouldn't be friends.
Oh, true. Very true. Yeah, we're watching Absolute Zero. No warning, no time, no escape. Miami's never been so cold.
It's never been this cold, you guys.
Well, it's never been cold because old people produce a lot of heat.
It's true.
Mainly because they keep, like, talking.
People don't put proper heat sinks on their old people. And yeah. I think...
you gotta... It's like a pea-sized amount of thermal paste.
When
and that will spread out over the integrated heat unit.
Yeah.
And then you slap a big old fan on it.
If/when I become old, because you never know.
In these wild times.
I want to be water cooled. Maybe that's why they go to Miami, because there's pools.
Miami is the home of water cooling old people.
Also alligators. Ooh. And meth.
Mm-hmm. And government corruption.
That's America.
That's true.
You can get that in the flyover states if you look hard enough.
All that corn really gets to your head.
The return.
Hey, welcome back, corn. How are you?
I'm okay.
Oh, I didn't know you had a mouth. Oh God, it's the corn zombie.
I got ears.
Fuck off. What's that about puns and not being friends anymore? So Absolute Zero, this one is in widescreen, the only correct format.
Yeah, okay. for all of you pan and scan diehards out there, and I'm sure there's at least like three of you.
All three of you in our audience of two.
Get the fuck out of here.
This is like Paper Mario where we do something stupid and the audience leaves.
It's very weird to see a TV movie that's widescreen.
Very true. Very, very true.
Because I would expect a TV movie to be like
full screen.
4x3.
Formatted for your television.
I mean, this is also going to be formatted for our television because like widescreen still doesn't get the whole like theater screen.
Right, exactly.
Unless you have a really fucking wide TV.
Real wide TV. This is 2006 from our friends of the show, Echo Bridge Entertainment.
God, if only they were friends of the show.
I know.
If we got in touch with Echo Bridge Entertainment, and if you're from Echo Bridge Entertainment and you wanted to contact us, please do so at youjerks@69centspecial.com.
It's a real email.
It's a real email. Please use it. Yes. And they sent us stuff. That'd be cool.
That'd be kind of awesome.
God, we got sponsored by Echo Bridge Entertainment.
Today's video is sponsored by... God, that would be like... couldn't top that.
Right. Like, the only way we could top it is if we were sponsored by Raid Shadow.
Someone sponsor us.
Please.
So,
we need money.
Yeah. Something. Yeah, so I'm just going to read the back. Fuck it.
I like how we just got done saying, please sponsor us, and then we... yeah, something.
Ooh, quality content.
Oops.
Buy our products.
Oopsie poopsie. You don't have products.
Interci climatologist David Cook? K-O-C-H? Is that usually pronounced Cook? Cock?
Coach?
Coach? Coca-Cola?
It's going to be Coke.
Yeah, probably Coke.
What was the first word in there?
Interci. It's like a company.
Okay.
Interci. Oh, yeah. Interspecies climatologist.
Well, because I'm like, you start off in gibberish, and I'm like, what?
David Cook.
Right.
Interci climatologist David Koch, Jeff Fahey, has evidence that a shift in the Earth's polarity triggered the last ice age in a single day. That's not how it works. Now it's happening again, and there's no time to escape. As the temperature plummets, Miami is blasted with snow and ice. Evacuation routes are jammed. The only chance David, his old flame Bryn, Erica Eleniak, and a few other hopeful survivors have is to hole themselves up in a special chamber at Interci. A desperate race for survival is ignited as nature's fury rages and the temperature plunges towards -459.67 degrees Fahrenheit. Absolute zero. I'm glad that they gave us the actual...
Yeah, they looked it up.
Yeah, they had to... They gave
now, hold,
us,
hold, on, yeah. hold on. Okay, A, Ice Age wouldn't get down to absolute zero. That's the point at which motion, like,
at
stops.
Which Brownian and atomic motion stops. That's... it is a theoretical point.
Doesn't happen, like, anywhere.
Nope.
Not even space.
Nope.
Two, Miami's, like, right on the equator?
No, Brazil is on the equator.
Yeah, but it's like
it's closer to the equator than the rest of the U.S. Yes.
But what I'm saying is, the closer you are to the equator, the more like the Earth would have to physically rotate away from the sun.
Yeah, I don't know how polarity switching.
That doesn't affect like
if we're talking about the magnetic poles switching, that happens every now and then. It's not a catastrophic event.
Yeah, it's like, it's just, hey, the iron in the Earth moved.
Oh, you know that giant iron core in the middle of the planet? Ooh. And it just flips. It's like everything's the same. It's just like if you turned a magnet 180 degrees.
I have trivia about the not the movie.
Oh.
God, what if I did?
You've seen this? I worked on it.
I lived it.
I wrote it. I was in Florida when it hit absolute zero.
But the whole social climate around it. Because I don't know if you remember... How big, like...
I remember.
2012, like, doomsday stuff was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
And, like, doomsday stuff was getting way, way fucking big in, like, 2006.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is 2006. Because they're like, oh, we're approaching 2012, end of the world. Little did they know, it was 8 years later, idiots.
Haha, got them. The Mayans, they miscalculated it. I was watching a not to get us off track, but
were we ever on track?
Briefly.
True.
I was watching Quentin Reviews has a new video up. Future me is going to put that in the show notes.
Ta-da!
Y'all should go watch him. He's very funny. Mm-hmm. Very funny, very informative.
Yes.
He just did an episode on like 2012 like doomsday stuff. Conspiracy stuff on like the History Channel and stuff.
Oh, okay. So like media about it.
Yeah. And it's always very fascinating to see the like the complete wild bullshit these people were throwing out. Like one guy,
aliens.
One guy was like, actually not just one guy, it happens a lot in these where people were theorizing that Earth, the sun, and the center of the Milky Way galaxy would be in perfect alignment. Now I want you to think about that. How often do you think that happens?
Once a year.
Yeah, exactly. sometime in December every single year. Just by nature of the Earth is a circle, the sun is a circle, and we're moving in a circle around the center of the universe.
Yeah, like, and if our solar system is rotating as well,
yeah,
which it possibly could be.
And we don't notice?
Yeah. Well, it's going incredibly slowly. Oh, I felt it!
Wouldn't we feel it more if it was going incredibly slowly?
No, because if it's going at a constant speed, we feel it not at all.
Okay.
It's the acceleration that we feel.
Got it.
Like, that's why we don't feel the Earth rotating, because it's going at a constant speed.
I thought that was also because we were on it.
Also because we're on it. But if it ever changed speed, we would feel that really hard.
By flying into the nearest wall. Yeah, we would just
suddenly splat against
and becoming, like, paste.
Yep.
future supervillains, if you ever want to kill everyone on Earth...
Just, like, you know, like, shove a stick into the proverbial spoke of the Earth's rotation.
All you gotta do is pause it for, like, a second.
Yeah. Yeah, you're either flying into the distance or hitting something.
And if you fly into the distance, you're probably...
Eventually you'll hit something.
Yeah.
Ah, fun times. Absolute Zero, television movie.
It's a television movie.
Mar Vista Entertainment presents a Front Street Pictures production. Well, I'm going to look at least one of those up.
What channel do you think this was on?
I mean, my...
If it got a TV release.
I would think sci-fi.
This seems sci-fi.
This feels sci-fi.
But sci-fi tends to buy Asylum films.
True. Yeah, Asylum's sort of like their studio.
No, we saw a bunch of...
Echo Bridge Entertainment could be the stuff. Distributors.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so like Echo Bridge...
That's true.
They like Asylum makes it, and then Echo Bridge can... Yeah, I think. I don't know how that relationship works. It's not my place to say. So...
That was a bad one.
Oh, I checked in one of our last episodes. It was not audible on the mic.
Oh, good. Yeah. It was fucking loud,
though.
It's
called a cardioid pattern, motherfuckers.
okay.
It's how these microphones pick up sound.
Yeah, all right. Fine, we get it. You're smart.
Ugh. We got a fun skeleton.
Yeah, there's a fun skeleton, you guys. I'm looking forward to it.
A lady laying down next to a pool or on the beach or something. I don't know.
Oh, but she's frozen.
Is she frozen?
Kind of looks like she's got ice.
No, that's a big floaty.
Kind of looks like she got ice on her face, though.
Yeah, well, there's like a blue like thing.
I think that's their attempt.
Yeah, like, oh, she's turning into ice.
And they decided to use that shitty effect on the...
The editor's name was Gordon Rempel. That's a great name.
That's probably the best name... ever.
It's a great name. Hello. Jeff Fahey, Erica Eleniak, Bill Dow, Jessica Amley, Michael Ryan, Britt Irvin, Fred, and Matthew Walker. Casting by Lindsay Chagg. I felt weird saying that last name. Produced by Robert Lee. So it seems like the South is rising again.
Is it spelled the same way?
Yes. You don't see the middle initial, though. Okay, there's like a shit ton of different entertainment companies on this thing. Because there's Echo Bridge, there's Mar Vista,
mm-hmm.
there's Front Street, and then there's Zero Street. So, I don't know which one you're looking up right now.
I'm looking up Jeff Fahey.
Oh, okay.
He was apparently in The Lawnmower Man.
I'm gonna look up Mar Vista.
But
Entertainment.
On IMDb, for The Lawnmower Man's logo, they used the Genesis games cover. And I don't That's know if he so was just good. In the Genesis game.
That's so fucking
He's just
good.
In the Genesis game.
Mar Vista Entertainment is an American production company based in Los Angeles. They provide financing for made-for-TV films yep. and direct-to-SVOD titles, whatever that means.
Straight-to-video.
Which are mainly carried by networks such as Lifetime, along with Netflix, ION, and Hallmark.
I highly doubt this is going to be a... If this turns out to be a Hallmark movie, it's a secret Jesus.
It would be a secret Jesus movie. God, they've made a lot.
Yet again, tricked.
Tricked? Have we been tricked?
Have we been tricked into secret Jesus?
They apparently did stuff with Power Rangers and Digimon in the non-US releases. Interesting.
Sorry?
They did stuff with Power Rangers and Digimon for the non-US releases.
Do you think they're related to Saban then? Like the non-US version of Saban?
Nah.
Because I know Saban did at least Digimon.
It was only
in
the
one.
Past like 8 years.
Oh, I see. Okay.
God, they've made a lot of movies though. Holy shit.
Well, they financed a lot of movies.
True, very true. I don't see Absolute Zero on here anywhere.
Well, that's probably because this movie might be an embarrassment.
I wouldn't be surprised. Found in... Okay, so that's Mar Vista. Front Street Pictures. Front Street
yeah, hit me up.
Pictures.
Front Street's back. All right.
Oh, there's still a thing.
Uh-huh.
They're from Canada.
Of course. Ooh.
We got a Vancouver, British Columbia.
The bacony stench of Canada is going to be all over
bacon-y
this.
Bacony stench of Canada. Are I mean, gonna, that's probably the only way they could get, like, snow.
Are they going to try to pass off Vancouver as Miami?
Oh, 100%.
Like, you can 100%. Pass it off as, like, New York real easy.
Oh, easy. Yeah, yeah. So, these guys, oh, my Lord.
Uh-huh. Hit me.
What do you got? Movies such as Merry Little Christmas, Time for You to Come Home for Christmas,
oh.
All Summer Long, Picture a Perfect Christmas, A Sweet Christmas Romance.
Okay.
A Christmas Miracle.
These guys make movies for Hallmark.
Yes, they do. Morning Show Mysteries.
I would kind of like to do...
Jesus.
A new old stock.
Uh-huh.
Where we watch a bunch of Christmas movies. Or what I would kind of want to do...
Uh-huh.
Is I would want to, in my own time, edit together 3 Christmas movies. And have you guess from which movie each scene is from.
Oh, fuck. That would be a lot of work, but probably incredibly entertaining.
It would probably be very easy.
Yeah?
All I got to do is cut scenes apart. They're all the same movie.
That's true. I didn't know that who was the mom from Full House, the actress?
Dead.
Is she?
Oh, no. Sorry. You mean...
The one that was pregnant at one point.
You mean Uncle Jesse's
yes.
wife.
Yes.
She recently got caught in that college scandal.
I believe so. Yes.
I don't know her name.
Okay. Well, she's in a series of movies called Garage Sale Mysteries. So that's an entertaining...
Those are cozy mysteries then.
Well, I don't know what that means.
So a cozy mystery. My girlfriend was telling me about this because uh-huh. she's fascinated by it.
Okay. Are they sort of like... pulp mystery
yeah except for like white women
yes
it's Murder, She Wrote basically
okay
but like instead of they usually like skate over the like grisly parts of murder
yeah you know
and it's
like
more about the fascinating let's get to the solving of the crime and I move my shoulders very dramatically
Ooh.
But they're very like they're cozy, you know?
Yeah.
And they usually have names that are referencing food.
They the unauthorized Saved by the Bell story.
Ooh, it's unauthorized.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Do you tend to trust unauthorized stories more than authorized ones?
I can never really tell the difference, personally.
They usually have the same information.
Yeah. I mean, I should say, let me rephrase that. I've never compared an authorized to an unauthorized thing before.
And for the record, those of you at home, I'm not talking about WikiLeaks. I'm talking about, like, unauthorized biographies.
Right, exactly.
Or
documentaries.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not talking about, like, we're exposing government secrets and it's unauthorized.
Oh, it's sick with the lost treasure of the Grand Canyon. Why aren't we watching that? That looks dope as fuck.
Because it's all the rock. It's all the sides. It's erosion.
The lost treasure is rocks. But I don't know why they have like a Mayan temple.
How the fuck would you have a Mayan temple?
And a giant fucking dragon in the moon.
What the fuck?
Look at that cover.
Holy shit.
Holy tits on a bull.
Why are we watching that?
Right?
And then it's right above Merlin with a fucking Medusa.
I don't even know what's happening, but those look amazing.
And the movie that no doubt inspired the 30
hey,
Rock.
Hey, there's Absolute Zero. Found it.
So one movie on that webpage is One Angry Juror.
Uh-huh.
And that just reminds me of the 30 Rock joke of the movie The Rural Juror. And the joke being that nobody can fucking say it.
Oh, God.
Least of all the people who are in it, which is great.
Divided by hate with Tom Skerritt.
I wouldn't want to be divided with hate by hate with Tom Skerritt. You know?
I don't want Brad Garrett. I want Tom Skerritt.
No, I do want Brad Garrett. I would much prefer Brad Garrett.
Murder on spec. Ah, there's a movie called The Last Trimester. Their baby will soon be born to a psychotic, unpredictable woman.
Oh, I thought they were talking about like school.
No.
Oh, I see. It's about a demon baby.
Ah, Disaster Zone Volcano, New York. That sounds like a blast.
No, there aren't volcanoes in New York. Or anywhere near New York.
No. Her Sister's Keeper. That sounds familiar.
Yeah, there's basically an episode of every single cartoon with like
with a title sort of like that.
Yeah. It's referencing her brother.
Brother's
keeper, something like that.
I don't know. Something like that.
Look that up, Future Me.
Can't do, boys.
Beyond Sherwood Forest.
Beyond Good and Evil. Hey, TJ.
Yeah, sorry, I'm having way too much fun looking through these.
Yeah, that's probably more fun than we're going to have watching Absolute Zero. What do you expect?
I expect them trying to pull off making Vancouver look like Miami.
I expect they are going to get... Okay, so I think the snow is going to happen very early in the film.
Okay.
So that they can stop filming in Miami.
Yeah, because that's probably very expensive.
Or at least more expensive than Vancouver, which has a lot of tax credits and things.
Right.
Although, I don't know what Florida is like for that. Doesn't seem like it has much since Miami...
Connection.
Vice? Is that the show? Miami Vice? Yes.
It's still going.
Yeah, but like the original.
Oh, okay.
The 80s one.
Yeah, Florida doesn't have like a good reputation in the U.S., so I don't know.
Well, I mean, like from like a filming standpoint, you know? Mm-hmm. It's also very unique looking.
It is.
You know? Like you can't confuse most of Florida for any other place.
Yeah, it's like if there were a layer of Bengay over an actual city.
We're talking specifically about Miami.
Yes. Okay. Not Vancouver, no. I've heard Vancouver is very clean.
All right.
Other than that, I don't fucking know.
I was talking about Florida in general.
Ah, mm-hmm.
Because individual cities don't set tax credits. It's the state.
Right. In the case of this, yes.
In individual cities are more like, we have cheap hotels.
Enjoy our saunas.
Come see Old Man Sack.
You don't have to leave your house for that. You can just watch like Double Down.
What's your preferred Neil Breen Sack film? We only get an almost glimpse of it in Fateful Findings.
That's true. See, Fateful Findings is just my default preferred Breen film.
Yeah.
Although, are you excited for his like 5+ hour retrospective that he's coming out
fucking
with?
Fucking yeah.
That we'll have to order.
Yeah.
And I did find out he still sells Fateful Findings, so I need to order that as
well. Very good.
Yeah.
Very nice. Because he stopped selling the first two,
right? First two, yep. It was I am here now and double down.
In reverse order.
Yeah, you cannot order anymore.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. Absolute Zero. How do you expect the acting to be in Absolute Zero? Do you think they're going to be having fun with it?
No.
No, this is a paycheck for everybody?
Yes, I'm getting the air of a paycheck.
I think there's going to be like one or two actors that are just fucking chewing the scenery, and everyone else is going to be flat.
Okay, yeah, I can get behind that. Just from one of the pictures on the back, Fun Skeleton prop.
Fun Skeleton is going to steal the show, I think.
Oh, yeah.
That skeleton's going to be on screen for 1 second.
How many times are they going to say Absolute Zero?
For the first half of the film, zero. For the last half of the film, six.
All right. Jot that down, folks.
Jot that down. We'll see if I'm right. I won't count. So you'll have to at home. Go watch Absolute Zero.
Yes. Go buy yourself a copy of Absolute Zero.
We got
it's
ours.
Probably on Prime Video, honestly.
Honestly, it probably is.
That
might be a thing that we can start doing.
That is a treasure trove.
Figure out where you can see it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. True.
Don't take our word for it.
Watch it. And if we do find a place to watch it, we'll link it.
Or we'll at least tell you.
Yes.
Because
If it's like a legal means of watching it, we'll place a link.
But I mean, like, I probably wouldn't put a link up to like the Prime Video thing. I'd probably just say look it up on Prime Video.
Yeah, it's on.
I wouldn't link to Netflix. You know.
No, you say here's your Netflix link, and when you click it, it goes to Google, and Google's Netflix for you. Anyway. I say we
get the shit over with.
Yeah, do absolutely zero more talking and watch garb. Whatever.
That was actually a really good joke.
Are you sure about that?
No.
There it is. Absolute zero. More like absolutely zero budget.
Jesus Christ.
Oh,
you've seen
man.
Some low budget shit on here.
I've never seen a more soundstage-like soundstage.
So before we begin,
uh-huh.
I'd like to go ahead and thank me for being absolutely right.
On the fucking nose.
About how many times they would say absolute zero with six.
Yep.
However, I was wrong because they said it like four times in the first like half hour.
Yeah, it was six total across the whole movie, but I'm still chalking that up because goddamn.
I've only become smarter and more powerful with age.
As we've assimilated. Oops.
Don't put it back on.
Sorry, put the menu. Okay.
Christ.
So Absolute Zero. The plot was Snow.
The song Informer by Snow. If you listen to that, you basically have the plot of this
Informer.
A licky boom boom down.
Yep. So you've got the whole plot of Absolute Zero right there.
There actually wasn't any licky boom boom down because this was made for Hallmark.
In Canada.
And that you know they don't eat ass in Canada.
Is that?
No, he's shot a man.
What?
It's a shanking thing, I think.
Licky boom boom?
Like
down?
The blood.
Well, boom boom could be like, okay.
Or gun. Yeah, he killed a man and there's blood.
Got it. Informer.
The song's about him murdering an informant.
Got it.
He's surprising.
Is he Canadian?
He is Canadian.
Damn.
He's a Canadian white rapper named Snow, so that's the most appropriate thing in the entire world.
Mm. His first name is John, and he knows nothing.
He knows a lot about the streets.
Licky boom boom up?
No.
Okay.
Down.
I was almost there. No, it would be up because the magnetic poles flipped.
No, gravity didn't switch. That would have been a fucking crazy movie.
Right?
Speaking of crazy movies, let's talk about the previews that we saw before it.
Okay, there was one I forgot.
One that was completely unmemorable. Oh, no, it was
The hitman one?
The Jewish dad hires a hitman to kill his son-in-law because he's a fucking idiot.
Yep.
And hijinks happen.
I guess.
TJ was a little bit pissed at it.
It was just bad.
I think it was worse because they had the wacky hijinks music going on.
Yeah, and nothing was funny.
Yeah, they didn't show any funny scenes. I think it's a movie that I would have probably written at some juncture.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's that kind of unfunny.
Wow.
That it came out of my brain.
It's the kind of movie you write to practice and never release.
Yeah, except they found it.
Except they found it and released it.
I don't know how they did it, but they found me.
What was the second one?
The second one was the one where they make a black hole on Earth.
Oh, the one that I own?
And I think, like... I think.
You think?
I think, but... Okay.
The movie's called Black Hole.
Yeah.
That was not the second one. That was the third one.
There was a second one in between those?
There was a second one in between them that neither of us... Oh, it was the Indiana Jones ripoff.
I thought that was the third
Casper
one.
Casper Van Dien. No, I thought that was the second one.
There's an Indiana Jones ripoff that's about the King Tut tomb.
King Tut, starring...
But the Black Hole one was very memorable because it made you go, what the fuck?
Yeah. It had about as much scientific literacy as this movie, which is absolute zero.
Ha ha. Nuclear was a mistake.
That line made me walk.
Nuclear was a mistake. And I was like, oh, they're going to nuke the black hole? And you're like, no. Nuclear power caused it.
Yeah, I'm like, that's fucking trash.
They split one too many atoms, you guys.
Of course.
But we don't want to get too far into that just in case.
That's not how black holes form.
Black holes, for those of you who don't know, form when a teenager uses far too much mascara and their face just collapses in on itself.
Under the weight of the makeup.
Yeah. It's only teenagers, though.
Oh, man. That makes
sense. I had to think of something not funny to say.
I know. Shit. Black hole forms when you touch yourself at night.
That was much unfunnier.
I know.
Much less funny.
Much unfunnier. Much unfunnier.
Double plus unfunny.
Ah. 1980 poor jokes.
God, we're on a roll.
Dude, I am
fucking... Bad jokes.
So good.
So, Absolute Zero opens up in Antarctica.
Yep.
Like you do. The place where there are no bears.
That's literally what Antarctica means.
Yeah, because Arctos is bear.
Mm-hmm. And ant, meaning without.
Which means the Arctic is the place what with bears in.
The place what when we put the bears.
The bears are here.
And there's
which means as bears move south, therefore the Arctic Circle should move south.
And there's a... I forgot which bear species it is, but it is Arctos Arctos.
I believe that's the brown bear?
I think it's the brown bear.
I think that's the brown bear.
Yeah.
We could look this up and be smarties.
But you know what?
No, I'm going to look
up. I'm going to make like Absolute Zero and do absolutely no research on the subject.
The Eurasian brown bear.
Hey.
Hey.
The urethral brown bear.
We'll be right back after this.
I need to cleanse my mouth from that joke.
Good night, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
So we open up in Antarctica, and there's this weather research team,
I guess,
question mark.
It's a team of science boys.
Bill Noyes, the science boys.
Bill Noyes, the science boy, science boys. It's your boy. It's your boy, science. science.
So these people... who are not wearing appropriate clothing for Antarctica.
No.
Are, quote, throwing a
global warming party,
end quote.
Yeah.
And they're having a barbecue outside, and it's like, ha ha, they're being clever.
Mm-hmm.
Ha 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 ha.
Ha 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 ha.
Because keep in mind, this was 2006, and I think Inconvenient Truth.
Yeah, when was that? That was early 2000s. I just don't remember what year?
Inconvenient Truth. 2006.
Oh, shit.
So it's very but it's based on Al Gore had a book or whatever before that. So it's entirely possible that it's riding on the same cultural phenomenon. Although, with how cheap this movie is, probably An Inconvenient Truth came out, and then this movie was like, we gotta
cash
get
in on
this.
It. Cash in on it.
Jump on it.
Let's make glaciers out of cloth and styrofoam.
What was your favorite bad effect?
Oh, when he, bad practical effect when he was crawling out of the glacier cave.
And it had the styrofoam balls?
And all the styrofoam balls, and he was crawling through all that really, really fake snow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you could clearly tell that the glacier was made of styrofoam and the backdrop was just a cloth.
Yeah, yeah, a white cloth.
Oh, so good.
Wait, did they spray paint it a little bit of blue on?
Yeah, to be like,
to give you the cold effect.
Ah, the impression of ice.
Because everybody knows that ice is blue.
Mm-hmm. So, but basically the entire Antarctica part of this movie is useless.
Yeah, it's really, it is.
It's completely useless.
It's setting up.
It's trying to be clever with like, oh, people in the past saw this coming. But none of it makes sense.
Yeah, because they find one dead body in a cave.
Mm-hmm.
A little crawly hidey hole cave. Mm-hmm. That's where, technically that was Fun Skeleton.
That, yeah, but it wasn't a skeleton. It was a corpse.
We didn't get that shot.
I know.
That's a back of the box only movie shot.
Frozen Skeleton.
I wanted Fun Skeleton to like have a scene where he goes, and he like gives some wisdom.
Right.
Or gives you a riddle that you must solve in order to leave.
Answer me these riddles. One, I only came up with one. I'm sorry.
I've been dead for a while.
I know.
Also, I was a caveman.
You're saying like, hey, you had all this time in the world to think of three riddles, but don't give me that shit. I had to deal with all sorts of other stuff. I'm a busy dead man, all right?
Here's my riddle. What has two legs in the morning, three legs in the evening, and four legs at night? Shit, I said it wrong. That's in character.
My wife, am I right? I don't know where she is. I assume she had three legs at some point.
Three legs in the...
Pizza in the morning, pizza... No, it's a...
Well, what has pizza in the morning,
pizza in the evening, and pizza at supper time?
Pizza on a bagel?
You can eat pizza anytime! I like this character.
I like pizza bites... Caveman.
Hell yeah. Bagel Bites, Caveman.
Bagel Bites, fuck me.
I'll accept Pizza Bites as well.
How long has it been since you've even seen Bagel Bites? Were they discontinued?
No, they still exist. You still see them at the grocery store.
I mean, maybe you do.
But it's been so long since I've like actively looked for them that I don't remember the last time I've seen them.
Right, and like... I would never obtain them anymore, despite it...
Because nowadays, I can just make the fucking Red Baron French toast pizzas, which are, like, real good.
I could just get bagels.
Sorry, French bread pizza, not French toast pizza. French toast pizza would be horrifying. Or very good. I don't know.
But can you see why kids love Cinnamon Toast Pizza?
I mean, technically, I think Pizza Hut had, like, a Cinna Pizza at one point.
They did, yeah, but it was a dessert pizza. It was explicitly dessert.
Yeah.
I believe.
With, like, yeah, it had, like, icing and shit.
It would be awful with, like, actual
tomato sauce, cheese, and cinnamon.
Ugh.
Oh, God. That's like, something you see on a YouTube cooking channel.
I can get just bagels and pizza fixings and make my own.
Yeah, that would be and they
wouldn't
way even, better.
They wouldn't be mini.
No, they'd be maxi.
Maybe.
Maxi?
Does Gorsh forgive Maxi? I stole that.
From what?
I don't remember.
Okay. At least you're honest.
I just know I didn't come up with it.
So the Antarctica subplot is useless.
So he get they end up in the cave with the Fun Skeleton, who we only see from the neck up.
Yes.
And then they see some cave paintings on the wall. They're clearly meant to like... vaguely represent the ones in France.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
But they like depict like, oh, the world got cold and everyone died. And I'm like, okay, but that's not
I know we had an ice age, but...
That's not... We came up during that.
Yeah.
In the north.
Yeah.
What ones of us went north?
With the like freezing, like the...
But I was like, Hold on.
Land bridge between North America and Russia appeared.
Hold on a minute.
Yeah.
We were in, humanity started in Africa.
Yes.
Not Antarctica.
Correct.
And by the time that humans started coming up, Antarctica was separated from
Oh, I mean, the continents were pretty close to where they are today. 100,000 years ago, yes.
100,000, 200,000 years ago.
Yeah.
They don't move very fast.
No. They move, just not very fast.
A couple centimeters, I think, right? A
couple centimeters a year, maybe? Yeah. At most.
Yeah, yeah.
Depending on the plate and faults and things like that.
Yeah, yeah, and whether or not it's going under.
Mm-hmm. Going under.
But
drowning you.
Stop.
Drowning
stop. You. I said stop.
No,
we're gonna get sued.
You can't stop the Evanescence.
We're gonna get sued by Evanescence.
Hi, my name is Evanescence. He's a man made of he has a gaseous form.
Yeah, yeah. He's an Evanescence elemental.
If you wrung out his hair, you'd get essential oils.
I hate how funny
he has absolutely zero respect for me.
I have absolutely zero respect for liking that joke so much. That was one of the funniest things
I've
ever
more
fucking
like
said.
Self-hatred for how much you liked that joke.
Yeah. The thing is, this fucking movie has been fucking comedy gold.
Oh, dude, it absolutely has. Like, it's like I was expecting to be very bored.
Yeah, same. I was expecting to be like, okay, it's a slog, go. This fucking booked it.
But to me, this reminded me of Sharknado, mainly in terms of effects.
Yeah.
But without the over-the-topness of Sharknado.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it was more measured, but you could still really poke holes in it.
The movie that we've seen for the show that I would compare this most to is Boa.
Yes, absolutely.
AKA New Alcatraz.
Yes.
Because the effects were bad.
Oh, yeah. Funny bad, though.
It's in a... It largely takes place in a closed environment.
Mm-hmm. The snow is fake.
Vague... celebrity.
Yeah. Like the fairly low on your call list celebrity.
The thing that makes this movie a lot worse than Boa,
mm-hmm,
is I think there's no Grandel Bush.
That's very true. That immediately knocks several points away from a movie if you don't have Grandel Bush.
As you all know, we do have a 100-point scale on which you lose 95 points if you do not have
Yeah, if Grandel the movie Bush. Does not contain an appropriate amount of Grandel Bush,
that is
95
to say,
points off.
Any.
Exactly.
If you put a photo of Grandel Bush in your movie, we'll probably be like...
We'll give you at least half credit for that.
Yeah, we'll give you 70.
Yeah. We'll be like, well...
You get a C
for
effort.
You're showing your work, I guess.
C for seffert.
C for effort.
Well, two different jokes. Yours is probably funnier because it's got a K sound.
But basically, the entire plot can be summed up like this. Main character is scientist who...
He's science man.
Who is like, the poles are going to...
Shift.
They're not flipping. The poles aren't...
They shift 90 degrees.
Yes, they shift 90 degrees. So the whole time they're saying the poles are like inverting.
They're going to flip.
And that means north goes to south and south goes to north. But at the end of the movie, it's not that way. It's there 90 degrees from where they used to be.
Which would be very confusing.
It would be. Because
if it was just swap north and south, you could still use the same
and that
compasses.
Has happened in the history of the earth. But it doesn't, like, all this weather phenomena bullshit they're talking about. And
yeah. The claim being that this will cause weather disturbances,
mm-hmm,
and cause temperatures on Earth to reach absolute zero.
Which is absolutely trash.
That's bad science.
That's not science.
Well, it could be science. It's just bad science.
Well, it's like using science words.
I mean, yeah. Here's nobody writing or directing this or making this movie at all knew or cared.
I didn't see any credits for physics consultant. Yeah, exactly.
Weatherman.
Science
guy.
Fan. Yeah. Fan of science.
None of that. And nor should there have been, question mark?
No.
I think it's a silly, dumb, like, movie. And for that, I respect it.
It's a silly, dumb movie pumped out for TV to fill a time slot.
I mean, yeah.
That's cool. I mean, people need paychecks.
And it's fun.
Whatever. Yeah, it was. Yeah. It's Like, I'll get mad at it for the science stuff, but you know what? At the end of the day, it doesn't fucking matter.
No, it doesn't.
It's a piece of sort of schlocky entertainment, and whatever. This is not, like, broadcasting to the world trying to be like, this is what science is.
We have allegory.
No, it's just like, we needed an excuse to have a giant... Snow. We needed an excuse for the title. I assume they came up with the title of the movie first.
What have we called it? Hold on. We called it Absolute Zero.
Dude, that fucking rocks.
I wish we were as good at doing like bong noises as Danny Sexbang.
Dude, he's got a lot of practice with bongs.
Yeah, but he can make the noise.
I know. I need an actual liquid to do it. Urine.
I wasn't thinking of urine.
Okay. So basically, long story short. Soup. They're like, no, it's gonna be in like okay, so there's like a science lab. Science boss is like, no, this isn't gonna happen.
It's gonna shift a little bit. There's gonna be some weather problems, but we're gonna fix it because we're a weather company.
He's just trying to get government contract money, and then the main character scientist is like, no, it's gonna happen today, because and it's gonna fucking ruin everything. Ran into
some students at the local university.
Yeah, and they were fans of his, I guess, because he's a known
and person. Also, like, one of them brings up that he's a TA.
Yes.
And boss science man is like, well, that makes you a second year student. And I'm like, second year grad student?
Yeah, fucking grad student.
He's not an undergrad being a TA.
Nah.
Can't be a TA if you're undergrad, right?
I mean, you can, it's just you're at least an upperclassman.
Right. You're like a senior.
Yeah.
Minimum.
Like, I couldn't even, like, for some of my CS classes, like... And, I guess when I went to college, there was TAs and there were section leaders. So for the large lecture classes, they had sections, which are, like, one day a week, you have your little smaller class with a section leader. And those tended to be, like, juniors and seniors, mostly seniors.
Who are getting, like, credits for doing this.
Right. And then for the smaller classes with actual TAs, those were grad students.
Yeah. So if they're called a TA,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a grad student.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get yelled at if I'm wrong.
We're probably wrong. Whatever. Sure. That's how it was when I went to college.
And I didn't go to very many classes with TAs because I went to film school.
We didn't have TAs. We had TNAs.
No, not
really. I'm gonna go do it now.
You should.
That was probably a weird sound on the mic. We'll see how it.
Actually, goes. don't go die. I need you.
No, wait, don't. No, stop. Don't come back.
I would never Willy Wonka you. I'd Augustus Gloop you. Get stuck in my chocolate pipe. Ugh. I regret. Cut that.
What's Gwyneth Paltrow's favorite Willy Wonka character?
Augustus Goop. You know what's fucked up about...
No, it's Violet Beauregard, you idiot.
She identifies.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what's fucked up about that
story?
What kid's name is Mike TV?
That's true. His last name was T-E-E-V-E-E. Ugh,
and when they updated it for the Johnny Depp one...
Did they name him iPod?
No. Well, A, he's into video games now.
Oh.
Because, you know, kids don't watch TV.
It's true. Very true.
Although, since they do now.
Oh, yeah?
Well, like, it's YouTube.
Yeah, it's a different... Yeah, it's not broadcast television.
He'd be Mike Applier.
Yeah. Mike Applier, my favorite YouTuber.
Yeah.
Top of the morning, dude!
Yeah, that's him.
I peaked that hard.
You did. So does Jacksepticeye, though.
It's true.
Guarantee it.
Hi, my name is Jack. I.
Did you just censor yourself?
No, his middle name is Septic.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that your...
I assume as
is
much.
That your joke that you're going
it's
with?
It's my headcanon.
I don't even think his name is really Jack.
I have no idea what his real name is. Probably like Irish O'Reilly or something like that.
Yeah. He's an Irish man whose first name is Irish.
Yep.
A classic Irish name.
Irish.
Just like everybody's favorite Scottish name, Welsh.
Oh, shit.
Come here, Welsh.
Get over here.
Scottish scorpion.
What?
Get over here. That wasn't even Scottish. That was Irish. I'm an idiot. Anyway, Absolute Zero.
Tom of the Morning to you. I'm absolutely...
Oh, yeah, but they didn't change his name for the Johnny Depp one. He's still Mike TV.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Anyway.
He could have been Mike VG.
I think
that... sounds a little more vagina-y, though. I don't...
Hello, my name is Mike VG.
He got the VG.
Oh, he should have been Ouija.
Mike Ouija.
And had the Ouija face the whole time. That's an old man. He made the face.
Oh, shit.
You couldn't see it.
I know.
It was a joke just for me.
Ouija face is great. Ouija dime.
I'm not going to link that.
Okay.
It will kill people.
So the scientist guy is like, it's happening today.
It's happening like now, and it's going to flip.
Yeah, and the government senators are like...
Yeah, okay. You take your grad students or whatever... who, like,
well, because the boss guy is like, all these results that we got that it's going to be in 200 years, those were done by like 100 like of the most acclaimed scientists in the country.
And like, even though we know objectively Science Man is right, mm-hmm. because it's a movie,
right?
Yeah, boss dude's got a point there.
Yeah, as like,
you don't trust like the random unrepeated, unverified science.
Mm-hmm. Now, if it has been, and it has been verified, like, by once peers,
that comes out, and people are like, okay, well, we're gonna have to peer review that and check your shit,
mm-hmm. replicate thine results.
And then if they do, it's like, okay, well, holy shit,
yeah, wow, well done, that's applauded.
In this way, science, like modern academic science, is probably pretty bad at addressing immediate crises.
Yes.
Like the poles suddenly switching and causing immediate sky buttholes.
Yeah, but that is we'll talk about the sky buttholes.
We will.
But those sort of like immediate anomalies, like, yeah, I don't think really anyone can prepare for those. Like,
and honestly, like, they're never immediate.
No. Science knows about things like way further in advance than anyone
else. Aside from like earthquakes.
Sure. Those are just desperately hard to predict. Like, we can know maybe a day, or we can have like a, okay, something might be coming within this time frame,
right?
But we don't have like a, oh hey, in 20 years we're gonna get like a 6.5 over here.
So let's shore up this.
Yeah,
it's rather, hey, we're about due.
Yeah,
you should probably shore up your shit.
Yeah, make sure all your buildings can shake.
And then we built the stratosphere. Sorry, the strat.
Ugh. Did they change their name back?
Did they?
I hope.
That'd be cool.
Let's see. Lost.
Shitty time to do it.
Yeah. Oops. Las Vegas Stratosphere. Nope, still called the Strat. Ugh.
Is that a worse name than the D?
No. Yes, it's worse than the D, actually.
Because at least the D, like, dick right? joke.
Well, me being a person who plays guitar, Strat... is a Stratocaster.
Yeah, that's a guitar. That's a guitar.
It's just fucking stupid. Like, I just think it's basically a bunch of like 60 and 70 year old fucking boomer ass white dudes who are like, oh, kids are shortening words these days. It's like, no, everyone on the planet shortens words. That's called the evolution of language. But when you force it, it sounds ridiculous.
It sounds really, really, really dorky.
Really stupid.
It's like, if I decided to call our show
The Spesh.
Yeah.
It just sounds like, how do you do, fellow kids? Like,
yeah. It sounds like they're trying to be edgy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's already called the Stratosphere. You already have a fucking roller coaster on the top.
Yeah.
And also, it's called the Stratosphere because it's high. It's tall.
Yes.
That's the name.
Exactly.
You don't see the fucking Paris change it to the Riss. Actually, you know what?
The wrist would be pretty cool.
I wanna go to France, and like when I'm in the airport and they're like, so where are you going? I'd be like, I'm going to the wrist. And then they kick me out of their country immediately.
Get out of here, stupid American.
Get out of here. Go back to your own country and die of a plague.
Learn your own cuisine.
Go cook your very giant meals.
Giant, huge meals.
that can feed an entire restaurant.
Goodbye, French listeners.
All none of you?
If you're in France and listening to our podcast,
send
email
us hate
us.
Mail at...
Send a scathing hate mail at youjerks@69centspecial.com.
Stereotypically, you're very good at it.
Hey!
So Science Man has interjected that it's going to happen like now, mm-hmm. and nobody believes him because obviously this is a movie. Right. And
you got to have some sort of artificial tension.
And that lasts for about 4.5 minutes.
Yep.
Because basically now the rest of the movie is gather up all of the characters, go to a bunker,
and wait. Yep.
I
will say, mm-hmm. yeah, that's the rest of the movie. Don't even worry about it. I will say that when we were talking earlier about like actors, mm-hmm. like which ones would phone it in, which ones would chew the scenery.
I think our main actor phoned it in.
He was all over the place, in my opinion.
I think he got very bad direction.
Yes, because like the scene where he meets his friend in Antarctica. What the fuck was that acting?
Oh, yeah. It was too...
It was, like, insane.
You made an aliens joke.
Yeah.
We're like, they're aliens. This is how humans speak.
Humans interact this way when they are friends and mates.
It was very much like, okay, it was a writer who didn't have old friends that they hadn't seen in a long time.
Mm-hmm. Because, like, with me, like, having met friends that I haven't met for a while... Like, the premise, like, the idea in the head is, like, hey, you see each other, and you're like, ah, like, he's shouting, like, super happy and stuff like that. But generally, it's like, hey, man, I haven't seen you in a while, and you hug, and it's, like,
maybe if it's
a little lower key.
It was unexpected for both of them, though.
That's true.
So, there might have been a little bit of, hey.
Hey.
You know? But usually, it's like.
Fons Arctica.
Is that? TJ?
No. I've legally changed my name to Crunch.
That's very on brand.
Hey!
Wait a minute. I legally changed my name to Crunch.
Crunch Berries.
Did you also change your last name to Berries?
Yes!
Further solidifying that we are just the same person. What if... The shitty part is that's on brand.
I know.
We both have just a very depressing
either
like,
that
period
or
of our life.
I'd be like Crunch Fart Chamber Berries.
And I'd be
Crunch.
Crunch Berries Berries.
Ah, Berries Berries. That's a good one. Or would you be Crunch Mary Berries?
I would not be Crunch Mary Berries.
Okay.
I haven't seen the Great British Bake Off, so okay. I have no attachment to Mary Berry.
Scrummy, which is an awful word and I hate it.
That's where a bunch of... rugby players have a nice meal. It's very scrummy. yeah.
That's where they have to fight over the last slice of pizza. It gets a little scrummy.
God, that would ruin that slice of pizza.
Oh yeah, they'd step all over it. Who wants the foot? Pepperoni.
See, you know, there's going to be some people out there
who's going to say foot cheese.
Well, no, they would be like, I want the.
I'll take it.
I want the foot pepperoni.
Not my jam.
No.
Because it's pepperoni and not jam.
Anyway. Hey, we're back to me hating his jokes. We did it.
We've done it, America.
So, yeah, basically the rest of the movie is just gather all the characters.
Yeah.
So I think it would be prudent to explain all the characters.
Oh, yeah, that's a decent point.
So our main man...
Main
science man, whose name is...
Tim Allen.
It's not Tim Allen.
Damn it.
He does kind of resemble, you said, an angry, sunburnt Tim Allen.
Yes.
But mostly, he has the same, like confused look.
Confused slash constipated look.
Also.
We described him as the disaster artist version of Neil Breen.
And it's very accurate. You were right. He is named Kotzman in the movie.
Yeah. And on the back of the DVD, it says his name is Coke. Or Cock or Koch.
Well, in the Koch brothers are a right-wing...
I know that.
Funding... Koch brother now.
Oh.
Well. You know. Yay, God.
Hilarious.
Take the other one.
Yeah,
for the love of God. For legal reasons, 69 Cent Special does not wish death upon any human being.
For legal reasons.
For legal reasons. 69 Cent Special does not reflect the views of Kevin Smith.
Wait.
Reverse that. Scratch that, reverse it.
Turn around, flip it, and reverse it.
His head to that.
Swerve him into ramp.
Yeah, so Dr. David.
Dr.
David
Doctor.
Science. He doesn't act very well for most of the movie.
No.
But he acts very hard.
That's a very good way of putting
it. He's putting a lot of effort into being very bad.
Yeah.
He later goes on to star in Lost. So I hope he got better.
Does he?
I hope he got better in the 2 years between this coming out and Lost starting.
Yeah, I think you're right, though. It might have been direction more than anything. He might just be an actor that relies on a good director.
Well, yeah, because it seemed like they did the first take and went with it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they probably had like a week to shoot this whole movie.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But I mean, the movie I was in shot in like, I want to say 4 weeks.
Wow.
Which is an incredibly fast turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we still got a lot of takes.
Nice. Yeah.
Because I necessitated it. Because I'm very bad.
Because I am bad.
I'm really bad at memorizing lines. Dude.
Like, I was, when I was in sort of high school, college, I was toying with the idea of, like, just trying acting.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, but I can't even remember what I have for breakfast in the morning.
The thing about it is I'm very bad at it, but it's still very doable.
Yeah. Well, because it's not like you have to it's not like a play where you have to memorize the whole thing.
The whole thing, yeah.
And like fucking props to stage actors, holy shit.
Especially musical actors.
God damn, they got to sing and dance
and get choreography
act and whoo, like that's. And they have to do like quick costume changes.
Cuz they never cast enough people.
Nah, cuz you can't edit a live show. Like it's fucking
whew. Yet.
Oh, are you saying when the magnetic poles flip?
Yeah. We'll gain the ability to edit live stage.
Whoa!
That would be a neat conceit for like a play where you're trying to do like a... I forget if it's Beckett.
Samuel Beckett?
Well, there... I forget who it is. Calls attention to the fact that a play is artificial.
Oh, okay. Sort of like breaking the fourth wall a little bit.
Not having one in place, usually.
Got it.
Doing things where it's like, this is a play.
Meta.
Yeah, be aware that this is a play.
Mm-hmm.
I've been watching a lot of StarKid musicals.
Mm-hmm.
They thrive on it.
Oh, yeah.
Their latest one, Black Friday, which I highly recommend, has a scene where... one character's like, should we move these boxes? Fuck yeah. Because they have to strike the stage
right.
For the next number.
That's so good.
It's always very nice. It would be neat conceit where...
Neat conceit.
The director stops the play in the middle mm-hmm. to do some quick editing.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, that would actually be pretty funny. Starcade, get on that.
Or don't. I'm not your dad.
Yeah, we don't dictate what you do.
Keep
doing what you're doing.
We barely dictate what we do.
I barely dictate. That's it.
How's that dictate? two different kinds of people on Earth. I think I stole that from Jeff Foxworthy now that I think about it.
I know Bo Burnham used the phrase dictator tot.
God.
His song Little Adolf. I'm just gonna leave it there.
Yeah, right.
He's
a nice gentleman.
He seems like a wonderful man.
Yeah, seems like. I shouldn't say is because I don't know.
I've heard he is.
Yeah, but like
we've never met him, so I don't.
We don't have a. We shouldn't foster a parasocial relationship.
Very true. Very true.
If you would like to,
you just said the word of the day.
If you would like to form a parasocial relationship with us, email us at
69 cents special. Fuck, that box scared us.
I knocked over a box.
Sorry, it was you jerks at 69centspecial.com.
which is a real email address.
Not 69centspecial.com at 69centspecial.com, which I don't know. Could I make that an email?
Yeah, you can have dots in the...
Oh, hell yeah. I should make 69centspecial.com at 69centspecial.com.
A professional like email type is like...
Oh, I have dots in my professional email.
First name
email,
dot,
yeah.
Last name at...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which I can't do.
No?
Kevin.smith?
Oh, yeah, that's a little... probably used, I imagine.
By, I don't know, Kevin Smith, the director?
You know.
Actually, he might not.
He probably has, like...
Well, it would probably be at View Askew, wouldn't it?
What'd you call me?
His production company.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably, right?
Yeah.
Like his LLC? No, whatever.
Yeah, generally. Whoops!
Don't! That was a very comedically sounding one. Was that 20 minutes on the dot?
Sorry.
Are you actually cursed by a demon? We had a joke while watching the film where he made a deal with the devil. The terrible cost was that he farts every 20 minutes. But the benefit is that he has very comedically timed farts. He's dead. He's dead, ladies and gentlemen. We did it. Ladies and gentlemen, we got him. Stop.
I was gonna say,
uh-huh.
I've never...
Uh-huh. Yeah?
I've never had the experience where my bowels actually felt like a whoopee cushion.
But that was?
Yeah.
It was kind of like a boo, like a one and done.
Oh God, I'm so sorry. Oh God.
This is why you come to...
This is why our fan base is absolute zero.
Because they're like, they keep making fart jokes. Like, yeah.
I can't get over the amount of fart jokes in their podcast.
And they're inaudible.
They just burst out laughing. I don't get to enjoy the
and
farts.
They, and they start
what, do
talking
we need
about
to
farts?
Set up a fart mic? Like, do we need to wire up some...
No.
Wire up
don't wear a wire on your butt.
Just some fart mics. No, like little shotguns pointed directly at our anuses.
No. I don't want people... I don't want anybody knowing what I'm doing down there. I don't want to know what I'm doing down there.
Yeah. That is a... that's how the sausage is made. The other day, I was ranting about work, and I have a little Slack channel with some former coworkers.
Yeah.
And, I was ranting about, like, it was just, like, a bad day at work, and I was so angry. And I used the phrase, like, because I was talking about, like, there are certain things that I think need to get done in the code base, and I just can't because of quote-unquote priorities.
Uh-huh.
And I used the phrase, I guess since I'm one of the ones that knows how the sausage is made, I know how many hickory-smoked buttholes go into it. So I felt pretty good about that.
A classic.
Yeah, hickory-smoked horse buttholes.
Hickory what?
Smoked what?
Dr. Tran, everybody. That is like,
fuck
it's probably
me.
Like 9 years old.
9, 10 years
old?
At least 10, I'll say. Let me look it up. Let me look it up. Let me look it up. Dr.
Let's get,
Tran.
Let's feel old. Let's feel old, everybody.
Let's feel old. Here comes Dr. Tran. 2008.
It was a different era.
12 years.
12 years ago.
Hickory what? Smoked what?
Uh-huh. Yep.
There's a guy named Truck Tran. He's a board-certified internal medicine physician with the Orlando Health Physician Associates.
That guy had to have had a rough 2008.
Yeah.
Actually, probably not. I don't think anybody that talked to him would have experienced
He's
it.
He's probably a very well-respected doctor, so I think he had a fine time.
Probably still having a fine time.
Yeah.
I hope. Unless he's dead.
Hope not.
Hope he's doing good.
Hope he's helping people.
Yeah, especially in this time of need.
Yes.
The Backstreet Boys reunion tour.
Mm-hmm.
Which we stole from the Game Grumps.
We stole from the Game Grumps.
For those of you with 69 cents special bingo, you can mark the free space now.
Yeah. I think there are at least 4 spaces that say they make a reference to another YouTube channel, so just mark them all. Fuck it.
One of them is definitely Kevin says to watch something that's funnier than them.
Yeah. They reference a far funnier personality. I mean, that's pretty much all the spaces.
They stop talking about the movie about, I don't know, 45 minutes in.
Yeah, that's a market away.
TJ,
if you don't have blackout by now on those bingo boards, like, start the episode again.
Yeah, just start it again. You'll catch the ones you missed.
You'll catch it.
Kevin.
What? We didn't finish talking about the characters.
Oh, yeah. We got main doctor guy.
Main doctor guy. We got boss man, who he's a bit like a taller Vizzini.
Who?
From Princess Bride.
Oh, okay. Inconceivable. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. With facial hair.
Yeah. Shitty mustache, I believe.
Yeah, something like that. I don't remember exactly.
He sucks.
Yeah, he's an asshole.
Selfish. He dies in the end because he dropped some contracts that could no longer feasibly be honored.
Yes.
Because he's in an apocalypse.
Yes, and he only cared about money.
And he stood there while ice ate him.
Well, he turned into absolute zero.
He turned into ice. Old man friend
who dies.
He's not actually old. He's just gray before his time, I think.
Yes, I think he's just prematurely gray.
Probably because, you know, he's in a field that's very stressful.
Yeah. Teaching.
Because he's a teacher of a climate science class.
Mm-hmm.
So probably he gets a lot of shit.
I'm surprised he didn't have, like, clumps of his hair pulled out.
I'm surprised he didn't have, like, Doc Brown hair.
Yeah.
It was just, woof.
Marty.
Those are all on Netflix again.
Are they?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I rewatched them.
The Zemeckis films?
All films by Robert Zemeckis are now on Netflix. No. Because then they'd have to get Mars Needs Moms, and that's on Disney Plus.
Oh.
But the fucking Weekenders isn't. I'm so mad. I'm so angry.
Oh.
There's no place to legally obtain The Weekenders, Pepper Ann.
All the, like, Disney cartoon stuff? Doug?
Recess is on there. They don't have Doug on there. But that's probably because the licensing is weird with Doug. Because
of Nickelodeon?
Yeah. So Nickelodeon can still show early Doug.
Mm-hmm.
But once Disney bought it, Disney could show that, but they couldn't show old Doug.
Hmm.
But Jumbo Pictures owns Doug. The people that made Doug.
Ugh.
They own the rights to the character and stuff.
Okay.
So Disney would probably have to buy those rights. Although I think Doug's first movie is on Disney Plus? I don't know, dude.
I don't know.
Dudes? My dudes?
I don't know. I'm in New York.
But Recess is on there.
Okay.
This is now an ad for Disney Plus.
Ugh.
Or an anti-ad, I guess.
There you go. Badvertisement.
Ooh.
There you go. Take that one.
Take that to the bank and smoke it.
Just don't smoke at the bank. They'll probably kick you out.
They will kick you out. But fuck banks.
Got them.
Eat the rich.
Snipe the rich.
There is...
I mean, the birds.
I'm going back to the characters of the movie. There's Lady. Yeah.
Wife of old man friend.
Her name is Bryn.
Bryn.
Brynhilder.
Boss doctor is Dr. Veet.
Ugh.
I believe...
He's got a voot fetish.
I believe old man friend is Jeff.
Oh, okay. Normal name.
Well,
and then there's like two grad students who are fans of main science guy, apparently. Yes. And
Philip and AJ.
Philip and AJ.
Philip looks like every person.
He looks like, yeah, what were the ones we said? Like a failed savage clone.
Yeah. I forgot.
Captain Disillusion.
Yeah, that guy.
Like a young Captain Disillusion.
Like it's almost like...
It
kind of looks like he is that guy.
Yeah, and he's not.
Yeah, because I've seen modern day pictures of this actor and he's gray now.
Yes, but that was just the air I got. And then AJ,
she was nice.
She seemed sweet. I don't know.
I
liked her character.
She's spunky.
Yeah. She does some movie hacking.
Some hacking.
Yeah, you know, usual.
If she doesn't say, I know this is a Unix system, so that's points off.
Yeah, that's I think, what, 96 points off from our...
1996 points off. Wait, Jurassic Park came out 94?
I was going to say, because 96 was episode 1.
Nope, 96 was...
99 was episode 1. Yeah. I don't know why I keep thinking it's 97. Whatever. Did they, like, start the advertising in 97 for that movie?
Yes.
That's probably why.
Jurassic Park came out in 1993.
93.
That's the thing I had to look up because it was going to drive me crazy.
That's okay.
And then there's a little girl named Sophie.
Yes, who is the daughter of girl Bryn. And dead old man friend.
Jeff. Jeff dies in a car.
Getting smacked by a palm tree.
He's driving Sophie from school to bunker.
This is when all of the chaos is starting.
Yeah, yeah. So all hell is breaking loose. And a butthole opens in the sky.
And then this is farts. Not the first butthole that we see open in the sky.
No, that was the first one we see is in Antarctica.
Yes. And it like fucking diarrheas out a column of something.
Cold?
Yeah.
Snow, cold air?
Absolute zero turd. And it hits the ground and goes like boosh.
Yeah. It's,
I don't know.
It's
what it
very
is.
Bad to look at and take in with eyes.
Yeah. It's. I don't get it.
It was a very funny effect.
Oh, it was hilarious, especially when you put fart noises over it.
Oh, so good.
Mm.
I want to see that cut.
The fart noise cut?
Yeah, the fart noise cut.
Release the fart noise cut.
Release the butthole cut.
Hashtag release the butthole cut. Ooh.
That was a thing for the Cats movie.
Oh, that's right.
Because apparently they had to Photoshop out cat buttholes because for whatever reason...
They put cat buttholes into the CG suits?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, they put it CG'd it on.
Yeah.
Apparently, there was a directorial decision that the producers
wouldn't that get
like
an NC-17 or something?
I believe that's why they had to remove it.
Yeah. Release the butthole cut.
But probably the butthole cut Cowards? No longer exists.
Yeah, probably not.
They probably deleted it.
Probably like the original Sonic cut with the like horrifying hedgehog monster.
I have a conspiracy theory.
That it was done on purpose?
That they never finished it.
Oh, interesting.
I don't think they were already planning on redoing it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that what they had up to that trailer was what they showed in the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Done.
Yeah.
They probably had it all shot and like put together, but the CG probably only had wireframes or skeletons or something.
Mm-hmm.
Up to like what wasn't in the trailer. Because... like, that's a lot of very specific stuff.
Yes.
To have. And this is unfounded.
Sure.
Completely random theory.
Yep.
Produced by me.
Random conspiracy.
Putting on my tinfoil Sonic the Hedgehog hat.
Grabbing those aluminum rings.
Touching a spike and going...
Bling. Oh, that's my wedding ring.
TJ.
Kevin.
I want to conclude talking about this movie.
Sure.
What was your favorite part?
Sky buttholes were pretty great.
Sky buttholes were pretty great.
I would say anything in Antarctica because of how cheap those sets looked.
Those sets.
Those were glorious.
Were so, at least with the other sets, right?
Mm-hmm. They like had like an office buildings. Building. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And the tree, Jeff gets killed by a tree flying into the car like window first, and then he gets hit by a sky butthole.
Yes.
just
to add insult to injury.
It's a clearly fake tree.
Very.
It's
very
a palm tree.
Fake.
It looks like it's styrofoam. He could just throw it.
Yeah. He could just slightly nudge it out of his way. He was bleeding red paint from his orifices.
Yeah, from his ear. Most specifically.
I assumed because the palm tree was screaming at him.
Yeah. Okay. If you get hit in the chest.
Mouth.
Right.
Yeah, it would come out the mouth.
It would not come out the ear.
Maybe nose.
Right.
But not the ears.
In order for it to come out the ears, like, something would have to pierce the ear.
Or massive head trauma.
And I could imagine, like, okay, it knocks him back, his head hits the, like, headrest?
Yeah, but that's not going to make you bleed out your ears.
It's not. They're sort of designed not to do that.
Right.
I imagine.
Yeah.
I hope.
Maybe.
It was kind of an old shitty car.
Yeah, it was an old Volvo, but those things are like fucking tanks. Volvos? Holy shit.
I'm aware.
Except they're windshields.
Yeah, apparently. One Oops. Tree and they're fucked.
Yeah, and then one fucking fart from a sky anus.
It flips and... Did it explode? No.
No, he just landed on the roof and then...
Oh, and then it got blown away further.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Yeah, that effect was the worst CG. Because the flipping far. Of the car looked like it was stop motion.
Yeah, and then the... flinging it a bit away was CG.
So it was like
they were both clearly CG, but like
yeah, it was like
a there weird, was no like motion blur on the flipping.
It wasn't consistent in terms of whatever they wanted to do with it.
But yeah, it was
that was fun.
That was a good section. I liked yelling at Brendan not save.
Oh yeah,
asshole doctor.
Yeah.
Because at one point he's trapped in an elevator because, of course, he tried to ride an elevator in a crisis. And, like, he's just shouting, hey, get me the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm.
I got a helicopter I need to catch. And just constantly. Nonstop. Constantly. And she is trying to help him because she's a nice person or whatever. And at the start of this, she's trying to get the daughter to go with her to save this guy. And she's like, no, I should probably stay by the door to like open it and stuff.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, I'm not leaving you alone. And in my head, I'm like, who's going to kidnap her?
Exactly.
Everyone's dead.
Yeah. And she essentially said something like that.
No, she said, mom, what good am I going to be in an elevator shaft?
Also a great line.
And she was like, fair point.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, he got me there.
For whatever reason, they have walkie talkies.
Yeah. That was like a helicopter parent sort of shit.
Which they make a big deal about. And then she ends up dropping that. Walkie talkie
shaft. Yeah.
Like a fucking idiot. Put it in your pocket.
Fucking.
Actually, no. Clip it. She's a lady. She's got lady pants.
Clip it to your
fake pocket.
Yeah.
To your thing that we laughably call a pocket.
I know. Hashtag give ladies pockets.
So that they can finally carry around Polly Pocket.
Yes. It was marketed towards them, but we didn't give them the thing.
In the name.
In the name.
Polly's.
We didn't give them enough polygons.
No, that's why Laura Croft's titties are
They're triangular. Just pyramids. It's a triangular prism across thine chest.
Millions of triangles.
Millions of polygons.
What was your least favorite?
An entire chip dedicated to boob physics. What's up?
What was your least favorite part?
That.
That was my least favorite part.
I don't really have. Okay, there were some parts where I was like bored. Near the beginning.
Yeah.
I was just like, eh, whatever.
Towards the end, also, it kind of dragged.
Yeah, it's just like, get
on with it.
And the ending was sort of unsatisfying.
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, we're in the science bunker. They all fell asleep, and then a helicopter appears. It's like, what? You had to rush this ending, didn't you?
And then
you?
They had a news broadcast. So it was like, Alaska and Antarctica are now having tropical weather, and you're like, no,
I'm like, wait a second,
that's not how that works.
And I went on a rant.
I retract my previous statement on what my favorite part was. My favorite part was when we were like, hey, this is a weather science company, right? Wouldn't it be a much better movie if they like invented a weather control thing and then it fucked up all the climate?
Fucking right.
Like, make it about man's hubris.
Oh, yeah, the bone on your hip.